Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Classless. It's the beginning of... It's a new beginning. This is our first Happily Ever After.
Hey.
Hi.
Classless.
H-E-A.
This is Happily Ever After, Classless Edition.
Classless is an episode, season one, episode one.
Episode one. Maybe you jumped on for this is your first time jumping into our...
This is Reality Gaze XXXX Extra.
Extra. Maybe you're a supercast sissy or you're a Gatreon on Patreon, but if this is your first time that you say, you know what? I'm bored and I'm pretty sure my husband's cheating on me. Let's listen to some gays and spend $5 a month. Welcome.
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 We're here for you. Welcome to the shit show. And as this episode is titled, it's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning. But yes, our first...
It's like my first college boyfriend told me.
It's true. And then he left you. You know what?
And then I cheated on him.
Yeah, there we are. I have to say, this is probably one of, if not the most famous and most popular spinoffs, and even just seasons of 90 Day Fiancé, because this is really when Alexi and Lauren blew up.
Yeah.
This is when... This aired, I think, right before like we started doing this show, right? Like 3 years ago?
No. This aired before season... I think this aired like in hiatus of 90 Day Fiancé. So this aired right after season three, which I think was around 2016, 2017.
Well, let's see.
I think.
But Danielle and Mohammed, it really... was, wow. I'm looking on YouTube to see when this airs, and this is what my YouTube... First of all, it gives me a trailer for the new Loki show.
Yeah.
It gives me a Dr. Pimple Popper video.
They got you there.
Pink singing at the Brit Awards, singer Pink.
Gay.
And then Elizabeth Montgomery from 1993 talking about Bewitched. I feel seen. Y'all, that's me in four videos.
YouTube for fags. There you go.
So this first...
Fag tube.
This first came out, 2016.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, good job, Poodle.
Yeah.
Good job. 17, 18, 19, yeah.
I can
How
get...
How long have we do? It feels like you and I have been doing this show for 30 years.
We've only been doing this show. It'll be 2 years in August.
Feels like 20.
Feels like 30.
Feels like 30. So, but
what's
don't
that
you
from
think...
Gethsemane? Feels like 90.
But don't you think this is arguably... I feel like this is when 90 Day Fiancé blew up.
Yeah, this is
a
when
popular season.
I think they realized with season 3 when the ratings were up that they, and especially some of the higher rated couples, and I wanted to kind of talk about this. Besides a money grab, what do you think they decided to make this spinoff? Because I think people still had a lot of questions about, remember, what happened to Daniel Muhammad?
I think,
what happened to Melanie and DeVar? What happened to Alexi and Lauren?
I think the Danielle Muhammad is probably, I would imagine, was the main impetus of why they did this, because their story ended so unresolved.
And yeah, I agree.
We had not had that yet in 90 Day Fiancé.
Right.
Everything kind of, even Melanie DeVar, like, they ended happily ever after.
But there's this, like, morbid curiosity with Danielle and Muhammad, because there, admittedly, there is this strange, shy woman from Sandusky, Ohio, married to this kind of very aloof man from Tunisia.
It's mind-boggling and
quite sordid.
And I think, because we still haven't seen, so the couples are Danielle Muhammad, Lauren and Alexi, and I think Lauren and Alexi are, they were kind of really the first, they were just stars.
Yeah.
Although, arguably, they're not, but...
Remember, these are also people who, when TLC approached them, they said yes.
True.
So you can think about who, these are also people who are still willing to be not, because I think the first season that you're on 90 Day Fiancé, it's an experiment. You're going on, in these early days, now they're all fame horse, y'all. They're all in it for the clout.
I think that's why people do. And so there's Lauren and Alexi, and then there's Melanie and DeVar, who we see them here, and then we don't hear from them after this. We haven't seen
that's
them
right.
Since.
There's no second season of Happily Ever After for them.
Well, there's nothing for them. And then we get also
Brett and Daya.
Brett and Daya are coming up next. But we get Russ and Paola.
Russ and Pau.
And I think
on like six seasons, or maybe four.
I think with Russ and Pau, they ended Happily Ever After, and they were the first season, right?
Yeah.
But they were, again, y'all, whether you like her or not, but she is a star.
She's a star, and
they're the fact that here's this person who's this star moving to Oklahoma, it was just, still wonder how they're doing.
I can also see them contacting her because she has a big social media presence.
Yeah.
And so hiring them was a no-brainer to do, even though they're the only ones from season one. But Pau is such a big, she's going to bring people in. You either like her or you hate her. It doesn't matter. You're going to watch.
Brett and Dyer were from season two, right?
Yes.
And then who else are we missing? There's
two
that I think we're getting next week, isn't it? Kyle and Noon.
Yes, next
Kyle
time.
And Noon.
Yeah.
And they were from last season.
Six
as well.
Couples.
So.
We get four this episode.
I mean, I really, to be honest, there's no other reason that they saw that, because I think Lauren did well on social media too, and they saw that these people were likable and they could just make more money from them.
Right. And definitely the Danielle Muhammad is morbid curiosity.
Because, I think more than it. Because, y'all, this is completely jumping the 90-day framework. Because before the 90 days, even 90 days the other way, it's all about people trying to figure out something with this whole of trying to lead towards the 90 days to get married.
Right.
This is just a reality show.
Yeah, and it's a reality show of just people in there. There's no...
not a formula.
Yeah, and there's no... I think in later seasons of Happily Ever After, they would like plan things. Like we've seen with Libby and Andre, their last season 5 of Happily Ever After was about them going to Moldova to have the second wedding.
Well, that idea came from this. That's what Lauren and Alexi are doing.
Exactly. And so that kind of trope is probably going to happen a lot. Then, but now their season, there's Libby and Andre's season, because we're of course covering the new Happily Ever After season, season six, on our regular feed. They are now, they're taking a trip to Maryland, and so it's
Why are
interesting.
They going to Maryland again? I don't
vacation.
Even... Libby and Andre?
Yeah, with the whole family, because of course.
Oh, yes.
The
yeah.
family Libby is going.
Yeah.
The garbage people.
Well, and now he's starting a business. Like, yeah. He's getting, yeah.
Like so. Oscar the Grouch. I love trash.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or rusty.
Is that
anything
a...
ragged or rotten or crusty?
I don't remember that.
I love trash.
Yep. Where'd that come from?
I've got, and it's 13 weeks old, and it's smelly and rotten, and it's covered with mold. It was something, something from the day I was told. I love it because it's trash. It's, I had a Sesame Street album when I was a kid.
Wow, you just sang that verbatim, but you can't remember.
No, that's also where I first discovered Secret Service, that song, which we've ruined on the show. It was just going, sing. Canta, sing a song, canciona, canso, make it simple. And that's where the Spanish got hard for me.
Yeah.
But that was, there was that song, there was, I'm sure I would remember the other ones, but my favorite one was the Oscar the Grouch, I Love Trash song.
Jesus. I think that should be one of our theme songs.
It was a great ending. Oh, I love trash.
Sorry, neighbors.
Sorry, neighbors.
Can we get onto the show? I'm
That's
sorry.
A good placement. All right, let's do this.
So that y'all, Muhammad.
Driving around with my friend. What's her name? Beth.
Oh, Jesus.
Y'all,
this town looks desolate.
Just. It looks like some town that, like...
It's winter.
Like Luke Skywalker's parents were killed here, and no one's come back.
It just looks like we're just passing burned-down factories.
Yeah. There's an actual factory district.
Yeah. Bruce Springsteen said, "This is too sad for me to sing about."
He's like, "I'm out."
Yeah. Steel towns are one thing. This is not.
Woo.
Yeah.
Sandusky. If you're from Sandusky.
I'm not going to sing about your town because it makes me sad.
If you're from Sandusky, you like it, let us know. We did have a Vegas sissy because we talked about, what do we talk about Vegas on one of our shows? About what it would be like to live in Vegas? Oh, with Just, Happily yeah. Ever After the News
with
Julia. And she said, "I'm a third generation Vegas sissy and we love it. It's a great town to live in."
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So there.
That had nothing to do with anything.
No. So Danielle and her friend Beth, they've heard that Muhammad works at the plastics factory. Let me just say that sentence again. I've heard he's working at the plastics factory, so I'm going to go and leave him a message.
She basically said,
Jesus,
as soon as they got married and basically...
He skipped.
Yeah,
he just
felt
bolted.
Like he skipped. They and so and we just to
sorry. As soon as they got married, he stayed, and then he got his green card and he left.
So we should say that there was an episode we did not cover it. We probably should have in retrospect, but oh well. They did.
I put my foot down,
and I kind of still think we should have, but because it was information, and Danielle's hair looked. Like a fucking wig from 1984.
It was really bad.
But before season 3 of 90 Day Fiancé aired, the first episode was
kind of Where Are They Now?
Was season 2, Where Are They Now? And that week, they talked, all of them, I think Danielle Muhammad, Melanie Devar. It was just a one-off episode of Where Are They All Now?
Right.
And so for some of them, we see some clips from that.
Right.
So if you're watching this and going, wait a minute, I don't remember Danielle talking to... her sister about Muhammad, like her sister who has purple hair now, talking about Muhammad. That's where all that came from. And from that, we found out that people were posting on social media that somebody posted they were pregnant with Muhammad's
baby.
They also people
repeat after
that,
me, Muhammad, not Mohammed.
Mohammed. That's what I said.
Muhammad.
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 And so
Mohammed.
They also said that people that he had multiple girlfriends.
Yeah.
Also, basically, that's where we find out, y'all. He got his green card, and 14 months after the marriage, he got the green card and
split.
He split.
Yep.
So, and if you're watching the videos of on our $15 tier, Sissy Christina really does a good job of, she has a like a, it's
of
like
illustrating
a graph, illustration
Muhammad's
of,
journey of citizenship. is he in a car? Is he in a little car driving or
yeah,
a truck?
Yeah, it's so. Every time he talk, he gets a new little thing. She'll go like,
"Oh, I love that on Price is Right." So did my grandmother. That was her favorite game, the mountain climber.
The mountain climber. I like that one too, actually.
And I would sing with it too, and she's like, "Sing for me, baby."
I'm glad your mother was a fan of a.
No, that's my grandmother.
Oh, I'm glad your grandmother was the Phantom of a Pickens.
Sing for me, baby.
Sing for me, baby. Sing for me. I'll make you a pasta casserole.
Pasta casserole. I'll heat you up a Stouffer's French bread pizza.
Is that what she would eat?
Yeah. Loved them. I still think of, when I have one of those, I still think of my grandmother. And then I burn the living hell out of my mouth.
Because they're too hot.
Because they're
you
too
just
hot.
Eat it and cry, remembering her probably
a little bit. But no, if you've never burnt your mouth on a Stouffer's French bread pizza, you're a bigger man or bigger woman than me.
Poodle can't wait that long.
No, no. And if you said you've never done it, you're a liar. You're a liar.
I don't think I ever had that. I never had pizza bagels until I was friends with our one friend, Allie.
How would you eat? But what did you eat? Like frozen pizza?
We had pizza pockets.
You didn't have like frozen pizza?
I burned my mouth on a pizza pocket many a time.
Oh, those are brutal.
Done that many a
time. Molten lava.
Oh, yes.
But like when you like frozen pizza, when you would need like, you never had that?
We never did frozen pizza. We would just get it. We just get Pizza Hut.
Oh.
That's what my dad loved. Hamburger, green peppers, and onions.
I don't know why that combination sounds sad to me.
But you know what's weird?
That is the most American form of pizza that I've ever heard. You make a pizza like a hamburger?
My boyfriend, he's like, that's what my dad likes too. So maybe it's a generational thing. But it is being with my dad now and the things that he likes. And I'm like, oh, that's why I eat that, because I just was fed that.
That's why your
kid.
Palate's trash?
Thank God I moved on from beef tamales in a can and or oysters in a can with milk.
That's vile.
He heats them up in the microwave.
We need to move on.
Anyway, so Beth is like, you think there'd be some, like, if he cared for you, but he just up and left. Now, we'll find out later Muhammad's take on this, but
right.
He just up and left.
Danielle is really hoping that all this is, in her words, just a phase.
Just a
He'll
phase.
Come back.
So they're driving to the plastics factory. Y'all, we have never before seen a clip of this episode.
Yeah.
It was on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
Sharp Entertainment did on the show. We got the rights to it, yeah. And by rights to it, Poodle blew a guy behind a dumpster and he gave it to us on a floppy disk.
He threw the disk at me after I was wiping my mouth.
And then it was an ordeal when we took the floppy disk to Kinko's and they said, we can't get those anymore. So again, in another alley with another guy that I had to blow, but we finally got
it. Yeah, we found a converter.
So we're going to play this for you. This is where Danielle goes inside to ask the woman, the receptionist, let's say her name is Jasmine.
Okay.
What happened to Mohammed?
Okay, I see.
And scene.
Here we go.
Welcome to Randall's Plastics. How can I help you?
What can I help you? I was wanting to know if I could
apply for a job.
No.
We live and we those love and we serve.
Those are some pretty nails.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I like to
I've often wanted to get my nails like that, but I keep biting mine.
Oh, it's, you know, my grandma used to do that too, but I like the clicking noise it makes when I type.
And I got fungus on them.
Oh, you know what? We have, if you work here for a while, you basically, you're going to burn your fingerprints off. You want to apply for a
because
job?
Because the, why does it smell like burnt plastic
you're
in
not
here.
You're with the EPA, are you?
No.
Okay, then you're going to be fine. I'm not going to help you.
I did. Do you have a man named Muhammad working here?
Say it again.
Muhammad.
One more time.
Muhammad.
What's that name?
Muhammad.
I don't understand
Muhammad.
You. Daryl?
Muhammad.
Is it Martin? Maurice.
M-O-H. Let me start over.
Okay.
M-O-H.
More?
It sounds like Hama Hama.
Not. Could you write it down for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Here.
That just says sure. I don't. Why don't you write that?
Okay. Here. This is a drawing of what he looks like.
Okay. Don't write much, do you?
Nope.
I have not. I'm not familiar. I haven't seen this man.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Wait, but can you stand for more than 6 hours at a time? If so, you'd be a great fit here at Randall's Plastics.
Are you okay if sometimes I've got a history of stealing from people?
Thank you for coming. We'll see you later.
Okay. I'll just drop off my application later.
Sure. Please put it behind that bush. I'll be sure to get it.
Okay. You've been so kind.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
And scene. Y'all.
Authentic scene.
Authentic scene. Just so you know.
I'm glad she drew a sketch.
You know.
Of him.
I'm surprised Jasmine knew what it was. Wow.
Very kind.
Again, very kind. If you're that one Apple Podcast review that says, can you just stick to the show? You're welcome.
Oh, God.
Poor person.
No, I get it. I get it that people only want to talk about the show sometimes. If we could do that, we would not be the show we are.
I would have fun.
Yeah.
I would have fun.
Yeah.
So, that's y'all. Just it. So they're back in the car, and Daniel's like, well, maybe this is just a phase.
Yeah, I like that too.
Maybe it's just a phase.
That's like what your mom said about you liking boys. Guess
that's
what?
Fair.
That in that.
Anthony, baby Dimple, maybe it's just a phase. Maybe you suck in the tallywhacker.
Maybe you will like girls.
Maybe
guess
you
what?
Will.
Didn't take.
Tried, Mom. Maddie tried to suck that titty, and he tried to fuck that bush, but in the end, Maddie tried.
What song is that?
Mama Tried.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Who is that by?
Mama Tried is, I believe, by...
I think that's an old country song, isn't it?
It's not Waylon Jennings. It's, hey Siri, who sings that song, Mama Tried?
Playing Mama Tried.
Yes, Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Playing Mama Tried.
Wow, Merle Haggard was hot when he was young.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay, we're
a
not
good
gonna
song.
I'll have to take a listen. So, you guys, we find Muhammad.
We do.
Now I'm saying it like you, Muhammad. And he's got a new goatee, which I do not love. His hair is better, though, I will say. It's a little greasy, but it's much better.
It's better than it is this season.
Oh, it's so awful. So he is staying with a gentleman that he met at Walmart. You know, we also have been sent this scene.
Of what?
When Muhammad met Tom.
Oh, Jesus.
At
is that
Walmart.
His name, Tom?
Yes. So we're gonna play this now. Surprisingly, this was sent to me.
We didn't have to blow anyone
on actual microfiche.
Oh, okay. Someone slid it under Poodle's door.
Yes,
and he just heard high heels click clack away.
Yes. So here we go. This is Tom meeting Muhammad at Walmart.
Okay. And scene.
Hello, I'm here to buy.
Hi, friend.
Hey.
Hello. Hi, hey. Welcome to Walmart. How are you?
It always makes me nervous when Americans are so friendly to me. Oh, I'm sorry if I
don't work
recoil
here,
from
you.
You're
just standing here. You got to get some fishing lures too.
What are you doing? Is that wow? That's a lot of ammo you've got in your hands.
Oh yeah, it's right by the fishing department.
Got it.
You know, I get tired of fishing. I just shoot them. Goes in the water and gets them.
Tell me about your American life.
Then they float to the top, and then you got dinner. It's free.
And
boy, you sure are exotic. Where are you from?
Thank you. You're looking at my a place called Tunisia. Do you know it?
Mexico?
No, Tunisia. It's in
South
America.
Middle East.
Middle East, from a town called Tunis, Tunisia.
Panama.
No, we're gonna go over to aisle 11 and get you an atlas.
What's an atlas? Don't know that. You speak Spanish?
Maybe. No, I speak Tunisian. I speak Arabic.
Not familiar.
Yeah, I know.
Never heard of it.
But you know
you
what?
You believe in the Lord? God, I love Christ. Do you love him? Do you love him?
I can tell you're very religious because of footprints, Jesus poem you have.
Basically.
I love hearing a good Jesus story, though.
I live alone. Do you want to come over? I'm bored.
Sounds great.
Great. And
that's great. And y'all, that was how Tom and Muhammad found each other. If you were like me, you thought like you were really missing a part of the story.
When Tom said we met at Walmart,
I lost my mind.
Y'all, if you, it's almost worth the $15 to see our reaction to that in the watch along. We almost had to stop the show.
Like, that's why I'm glad we had this little bit of a secret scene, because how would these two people ever meet? Turned out they bonded over ammo. And Christianity.
There you go.
Who knew?
There you go. And Tom can't fish. So now, Mohammed says that, you know, whereas Danielle said he turned and left without any word, Mohammed is like, she completely had all these promises and everything she turned out to say ended up being a lie and was not true. And now I'm not trying to defend him as this great guy, but he's kind of right.
He has a point. Yeah. Her finances were shit.
Complete shit.
Yeah. Also,
were in debt.
She got fired and did not tell him until later.
And she told him that she lost the job. She didn't tell him she was
fired
for stealing at her job. I don't know when that comes out.
Basically, her whole life was misrepresented.
Everything. Because Danielle... And
she defends herself by saying, I don't want you to leave me.
And that Danielle, it does not come from a place of being of ill will. It truly comes from a place of being scared.
Yeah.
That she's not lovable.
But the consequences are the same.
The consequences are the same.
And she will not take ownership of the lies that
in
she's
a way,
told.
The reason
he
why
doesn't
she
either.
Like, it's true. They both, neither of them take ownership of any. It's almost sadder the way she did it, because probably if she was somewhat honest.
Yeah.
Although if she was honest, he wouldn't be with her.
Exactly.
Because he wasn't attracted to her. And he talks about that with Tom.
With Tom. This is such, I like it how Tom is just so lonely. He will ask all these questions.
I'm sure
Do you
a producer
love the Lord?
Wasn't feeding. Yeah, that's me. Do you love the Lord? What's your favorite verse?
So he tells Tom.
Epiphians.
Ephesians. Yeah. Epiphians. Lord, you just combined Ephesians and Philippians.
You know someone has said that, though.
That's true. I've told you about my time in the Bible drill, right?
What?
The Bible drill, where what? I had to flip really quickly. It was like a Bible competition where you... you had to quote Bible verses and memorize them and be able to find things in the Bible very quickly. Like you'd like flip through a verse to find Philippians like 4:13 or Corinthians.
Protestants,
the Bible drill.
Are fucking crazy.
I was really good at the Bible drill, y'all.
Crazy.
And there was
that's like some indoctrinating shit right there. Catholics didn't do that.
I only did it once because my friend was in it, and he belonged to the big Baptist church in town. And, but...
Yeah, I would go to the Knights of Columbus party and eat the pizza while they drank the beer.
Y'all, come at us if you were in a Bible drill.
Wow.
your face while I was talking about the Bible drill. I went like to a church in Spartanburg and won something for it. But I think I got a Bible, so it kind of sucked.
Because you didn't have one? They always
but it was a nice Bible.
They always give away Bibles. You have one. We would get rosaries sometimes for things. And I'm like, we already have a rosary.
Mama, we've got 11 of these.
Mama, this is my third rosary. Shut up, Matthew. Hang it on your bed.
Okay.
Under my Matt's Nest poster with Big Bird.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and
The Canadian Sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So, Danielle.
Where are we?
Tom basically says, Tom asked him, were you in love? He's like, it was more feeling lonely in Tunisia. And he says, you know, there's no dating in my country, so because of my religion.
And he said, yeah, were you physically attracted to her?
He's like, no, not really.
He basically is like, I didn't know that this was, I mean, Mohammed, he explains away everything. He's
a
smart guy.
He's,
instead of just saying no, not at all, he said, I didn't know sexual attraction was a thing. Like he's not a
it's
red.
It's more about how the person is inside.
Not like he was a
we're
red-blooded
all pink
man.
Inside.
Yeah. And he was a red-blooded man. Y'all, that's bullshit.
I also need to say that he is, y'all, we've said this before, he's a fucking con artist.
He's a con artist.
He conned his way here. Yes, he had an easy mark. She conned him as well, but he is acting like a con artist right now.
The worst thing
he's
that
just finding someone else to con.
The worst thing that happened to him is that they were on this show.
Yep.
I know he thinks, well, it's probably fine now because they've kind of come through the other, especially now on this season of Happily Ever After, he's eating crow and realizes he needs to make up for things to like, but. Yep.
You mean Single Life?
Single Life. On the Single Life, he's kind of making up for things. But if he had not, if they weren't on the show, he would have left her for everything. And
I know.
And she would have just been a complete, just broken person and probably never picked up the pieces.
Right.
The best thing that happened to her is that this happened on the show. And it's the worst for him.
So
but he said that she was throwing his clothes outside.
Yeah.
And all this crazy shit.
The next scene.
His scene does end with, I am not attracted to her.
The next scene, Danielle is looking for messages on Facebook with her daughter, Faith.
Faith. Faith, who has like a lesbian version of Cruella DeVille's haircut, and I'm here for it.
It's very skunk.
It looks great. It's like half blonde, half black, and I love it.
And it turns out Muhammad is back on dating apps, you guys. And so they're still technically married.
And Danielle's crying. It's been like a week since he's left. She's like, "Whoa, stay back on there." And I'm like, why are you talking to your child about this?
Exactly. A little too close to home when your mom would talk about things with your dad while she was eating a tub of ice cream.
Didn't go good.
And you were 13.
Didn't go good. Mama, what happened to that milk chocolate bluebell? Oh, no, no, man.
Your father left me.
Your father left me. I needed it. Okay, Mama.
He's with that whore now.
All right, Mama. I'll have water. Sorry. Anyway.
That's your life from like age 12 to age 16.
14, yes. So now, Faith says to her, she said, I knew it was bad when he started screaming at you. And then they show a clip that we didn't see before.
Yeah.
But maybe it was on the Where Are They Now? But Muhammad is screaming at her. And Faith said it was infuriating and that
I
hated him afterward. And it's infuriating that he's this homewrecker and he never wanted to be with my mom.
And it's interesting she used the word homewrecker. But because normally we think about that if someone who cheats and then proverbially destroys the home.
Well,
but he kind of wrecked the home.
But well, because that term is laced in misogyny.
Exactly,
it is applied to women who cheat on, and it's implying.
No,
that
it's implying women are called homewreckers who wreck seemingly normal homes.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And
exactly,
yes, a woman because, should make a home
because she lured some man away.
A woman should make a home, not wreck a home. Too.
That is true.
So good for Danielle for taking that word
and
back.
I had never. Oh, Faith did it though.
Oh, sorry. She did.
And I don't know if it was. I doubt it was an intentional to do that, but she was just because he's basically destroyed what they knew of domesticity.
So if for we're a while. Flipping that word on its gender, poodle. I've, you ever been a homewrecker?
Next question. I've never actually wrecked a home. I've wrecked many a bed. Oh.
Anyway, so here's the deal. Danielle's
I've wrecked
like,
many a bank account.
He got what he wanted. He got his green card. Now she needs to file an annulment or divorce and get him out of this country.
And she says she wants to get him out of the country. I thought that was interesting.
And we think it's done, but then we see Muhammad. He goes to this diner, and he gets on his... First of all, I couldn't get over that his phone plugged in on the side. Remember those?
What phone is that?
That's what we all had in 2016. They plugged in on the side. The Samsung Galaxy.
Oh, God.
They did that.
Yeah, and so he's talking to a blonde woman. You come with me to Miami.
And she,
you can be my roommate.
This is someone who just wants to be famous.
Totally.
Y'all, she looks like every single blonde villain in every romantic comedy.
She was out to, like, destroy the good, normal woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is the villain.
Yeah.
And then she says, come to Miami, and the camera goes, goo, goo, on her face.
Yeah, it's like, bum, 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 bum. So, oh yeah,
we don't know who this woman is. This woman is the quote unquote homewrecker.
It is,
yeah.
So now we have Lauren and Alexi.
Yeah,
y'all, they're in Florida, and they're just showing him shirtless at first. And
ooh,
my
his body
God,
looks so good.
His body is even more ripped here. He is.
Do you think
body.
That's genetic? Because I can't imagine. Because if he, I
yes,
if any trainer would say you need to bulk up a little bit.
Yes, and.
Yeah.
I think it's that he works out and takes care of himself, but it is genetics and it's proportions.
Yeah.
And he must
He's
have
just
swum
an
a lot.
Ectomorph.
God.
Yeah.
What I would pay to see that dick.
I'm uncomfortable. The way you looked at it and it got really quiet in here.
I went to off to a place.
I know. That's like, made me uncomfortable.
Like I was in a pastoral scene in my head.
What I would do to see that dick.
With just a dick bouncing, running in a field.
Boing, 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 boing.
So, anyway, y'all. So, the big thing that they're setting for them Lauren's like, we're going to have a wedding. Ugh. And Israel, I was like, this is great. And then she said,
already it's high stakes. She's stressed.
Well, I'm like, at first I thought this is great. They're having a wedding in Israel. And then she said, and it needs to be perfect. And I need to prove to them that I'm the perfect wife. And I went, no.
She's learned nothing.
Lauren, no.
She's learned nothing.
No.
Yeah. I think both Lauren kind of gets this reality TV thing, but also she leans into the kind of stereotype of who she is a little bit, and she plays with that.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if she knows that this is an annoying stereotype, and people don't like it. People don't like it when people say it has to be perfect or whatever.
That makes her not seem very relatable to us.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe if you're younger, because, I mean, well, this kind of comes later, but y'all, the reason why she's scared, it's not about him. It's about her biggest fear is that they're going to go to Israel.
And he's going to want to stay. Yeah, because she doesn't want to go to Israel.
No.
Also, he makes some crack about, well, you said you were going to learn Hebrew and you haven't. She's like, I do a word a day.
That was great. I get emailed a word a day. Today I got the word shalom. It was new to me. I thought, do you know what it means? Like, hello. And then next day, Alexa.
It actually means peace, by the way.
Oh, it means peace. Oh, it does mean peace. Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't get the email. Today I got the word Mazel Tov. Never heard of it before.
Never.
You have to really, and look, we're not Jewish.
Turns out it means congrats on your engagement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Today I got the word Hala. And I was like, Hala, where my girls at? Anyway, look, we're not Jewish. We fucked.
I play convincing when at religious ceremonies,
and we fucked a lot of Jewish people.
Yes,
and we also have a lot of Jewish friends who live in LA, uh-huh.
And I do high holidays.
So many, like a lot of my Jewish friends here, know at least like almost conversational Hebrew.
Little. It depends on how.
Is this just more of a West Coast?
Depends on how if you're more of a secular Jew.
Because I was surprised she doesn't know. Seems to know not know anything.
It depends. I mean, she probably did a bat mitzvah, which is the thing. So she could probably do some of that Hebrew. Maybe she didn't.
Maybe.
But at your bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, you have to do. There's a whole
you have thing. To read for the Torah.
Yeah. So maybe she didn't have that. Maybe she's more secular than that. But even sometimes Jews who are raised very secularly have still a bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah.
Yo, she wanted one.
But
tell me Lauren didn't have a bat mitzvah.
It is a little strange that she isn't making.
She acts like she knows nothing.
Especially if she's she's culturally Jewish, that she can't try to learn a little Hebrew just for her own, you know, that's part of who she is. So it's, I don't know.
Anyway.
I thought that was funny too. Anyway, so this was really, really interesting. He's saying, you know, she's like, Alexei is just not really helpful about helping me plan the wedding. I don't know how to pronounce these things. I'm, blah, blah, blah. My friend,
Karen. It's going to be our wedding who lives there, I guess, is going to be our wedding planner.
And he's like, you know.
And Karen's telling her too, like, there's balloon animals, there's fireworks, there are jugglers. Yes, these are people in Poodle's bedroom when he has sex, but they're also people apparently at his Israeli.
Don't forget
wedding.
The lion tamer.
But apparently they all need to be at Lauren's wedding as well.
Also, I feel like Karen doesn't know how to talk to Lauren. Because this is not what you need to say.
No.
Can you imagine being Karen, how many calls she gets from Lauren? So Alexei does say, or Lauren says, Alexei does not want Sarah. So we're still doing bachelorette party gate.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
It's been a year since that happened. Alexi does not like Sarah, which, to be honest, I kind of get it. I get it because he can't be, because y'all, I bet it.
She probably calls him on his shit, too.
No, no. I bet why he puts it on Sarah is because I bet Alexi and Lauren never worked through that together.
Oh, yeah. They probably never talked about it.
So he can be mad at Sarah, but really, Lauren is the one who went to a fucking strip club.
Yeah. It's probably something they haven't worked through, but because he did it too, and
so
she was mad.
So how can he be mad at... I know he's mad at her for going.
Well, he gets by with saying, I don't like her. And he, because he's a man, he doesn't have to tell her in his way of existing. He's a man. I can just say I don't like her. I don't have to have a reason.
Well, but also, and sissies, let us know what you think. Lauren's like,
oh, I've noted this too.
For us to be in a marriage, you have to like my best friend. Otherwise, that's going to affect our marriage.
I wrote this down. It says, the relationship doesn't work if the couple doesn't get along with the other person's friends.
She's going to be in my life, and I think you need to get over it. And he's like, I don't have to fucking like somebody. I don't like her. I don't trust her. And then we'll end their segment. Lauren's like, oh, this stresses me out. She leaves the room, and then we kind of get a tease that next week she's going to admit something that's been going on with her that we
don't know. A secret, which is the Tourette's diagnosis, yeah. I believe.
Do you agree with that? That in a relationship, because...
You know, it depends. I would try to, instead of having Alexi say, I don't like her, instead of saying, you have to like her, she's my friend, and she's my best friend, and you have to. That's just the way things are. That's the law. Instead of that, I might say, can we talk about this? Why do you not like her? And finally get him to admit it, and then figure out that the problem is probably not as much with Sarah as with those, it's with them. Mm-hmm. Because I guarantee but
he knows if he does that, like Lauren accepted no responsibility for that.
Right.
So Lauren, in his defense, Lauren blamed all that on Sarah. And said,
yes.
They drugged me here. They drugged me here. This wasn't my decision.
And she made it worse for Sarah. So,
exactly.
She made Sarah her whipping boy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in a way, she has made this bed.
Yeah.
And if I were Lauren in this case, number one, I would set up a meeting of Alexi and Sarah, like no stakes. I don't think Lauren's capable of that.
No.
Or you lock them in a room and say, you have to solve this escape room puzzle. You have to work together or something.
She would be scared for them to be alone because she'd be like, is Alexi going to sleep with her?
Yeah, that's true. She would.
She would.
But I think Alexi is just kind of pushing back and saying, you know what? This is just another one of Lauren's rules about relationships that no one ever told him.
Exactly.
That he's like, so if I don't like someone, I don't like someone.
Because I'm
a man. And I can do anything I want. I'm not saying that's the rule. That's what he thinks.
That is what he thinks. But I think if he doesn't like Sarah, that's fine. But you telling your wife what you don't want her for her bridesmaid, that's none of your business.
Yeah.
Like if she wants Sarah, then say, I don't get along with her. I don't care for her. Because I don't think you have to like each other's best friends. You just have to kind of tolerate them.
Well, He said it was really clear. He's like, she disrespected me.
And she didn't. Lauren did.
Right. I agree. But that's misplaced anger on his part. That's all. And then Lauren does what she normally does. She gets up and leaves the room.
Yeah.
Better get that.
Come on down to Tractor Bob's. At Tractor Bob's, we got a Kubota, we got a Bobcat, we got a mountain lion, we got whatever tractor you need at Tractor
Bob. Tractor Bob. Tractor Bob.
Tractor Bob's. You ride them, we sell them.
Take a look at this ass.
I'm buying that. Y'all, we're in my home state of Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City.
I didn't ride a lot here.
We've got Russ and Paula.
Mostly because I find them eye rolling. I don't know why.
God, he is so cute to me, though, and I just
he is.
Don't get it.
I don't know why either.
I don't get it yet.
I think it's his eyelashes for me.
Maybe.
Although I find him so boring.
Yes. He would be so boring in bed.
It's just like Wonder Bread.
Yes. But you know what? Sometimes Wonder Bread on a bologna sandwich is pretty damn good.
Your palate's trash.
Tell me you wouldn't like that.
Oh,
though,
I do.
With the Doritos.
I've got a trash palate side. We get a little bit of background from Pow and Russ. We don't need to talk about it. I still need to say Pow or Russ's mom's house still gives me hives.
It gives me, yeah, it's a lot. But she's, and I agree, as somebody who has lived there, this is a complete culture shock.
Yeah, it's
for
very
her.
Isolating.
She feels alone a lot, and I do feel for her. And Russ was working, and then he lost his job.
Yep.
And so now she's working and doing.
She's the only one who's working.
She's like
social
doing
media, social acting, modeling.
I thought she was pretty good in that army video. I thought she was a good actor.
Okay.
She was better than the other girl.
It's true. She's a pretty girl.
She's gorgeous.
She's not gonna win any Emmys. You know.
No, but she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so
she's got a star quality to
she's
her.
She's been doing acting work, and so anyway. Powell even says, like, I thought being an engineer, you'd find a job pretty quick. And this is 2016.
Yeah.
Connery was going pretty
decent then. We were, yeah, it was, I think. Yeah.
But whatever, he's having a hard time finding a job. So anyway, but it's been, Russ is talking about it's just been nonstop since he arrived, and there hasn't been a lot. That's basically
she's, and she's, it's her birthday, so she's calling her mom, who she really misses. And she's like, you stay out of the camera because I need her to know that you are working. And that just tells you about her expectation
that's
with her parents.
That's a Poodle Boudreau move if you were in a relationship. Yes, it is. Because he would say, do you know how much my mom's going to call me every day and ask if you have a job yet?
It's,
and then ask
it's
me
better.
If I'm paying for everything.
I totally understood that.
Oh, same.
Yeah, I same. Totally understood that same. Move. So one thing I thought was interesting is that she does say she hasn't seen her parents for 2.5 years, which is sad.
It's a lot. Like she has a nephew or a niece that she's never met.
And honestly, guys, this for people who live in other countries like this who just can't travel back, or especially with the K-1 visa, you can't leave the country for a while.
Yeah.
They don't have any money. Her parents can't come there. That's
depending on what country
that's
they're
heartbreaking
from.
Not to be able to see your family.
I think her country, it's not as easy. I mean, if they were, if they,
but
people that
she's Colombian
really give up a lot to come up, to come to this country or any country.
I also remembered, and it hit me like an old salmon's tail went pop on my feet. That people still sing the awful happy birthday melody to Cumpleaños a te.
You don't like that?
The happy birthday. No, I hate. I'm saying that shitty, shitty melody.
You don't like happy birthday to
you?
No.
I've been very vocal about
it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear poodle. Happy birthday, you're old. I like it.
I told you I've come up with a new harmonization that I've used before.
I think you started to talk about that, and I fell asleep with my eyes open.
I know, but I'm saying it's interesting that culturally we have accepted that little tune. Even if you look, if you go to France, Joyeux anniversaire, Joyeux anniversaire. Maybe
so.
Come at us if you're an international sissy and you have another tune for a happy birthday.
So you single-handedly are going to change this for the world?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Everybody should have a mission.
I sometimes say on cameos that I do, I'm going to write a birthday song for you right now that hopefully will take the place of that dismal happy birthday. It usually goes off the rails.
Yeah. It's something sexual.
Yeah. Or I start talking about top shelf margaritas at TGI Fridays.
That's a party.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I mean, she starts crying. Russ is like, it's breaking my heart. Not a lot happened to them, y'all. He says, it's breaking my heart that she's here. And so he's like, but you're going to have a good birthday, I promise. Cut to, it's her birthday, and they're going to go have food at this Colombian cuisine. I'm shocked.
Is it Colombian? He said Latin American.
I'm shocked this is in Oklahoma City, which it's gotten much better, actually, since the Thunder's there. There's a lot more. But they're going with their friends, Morgan and Christine.
And you guys...
having some drinks. Everyone's having a good time. Christine says, I know you don't have your family, but we are your family.
We love your family. Here.
She starts crying. Tell me, how many times have you started crying when the waiter is bringing your birthday cake? We've all felt
awkward.
This.
Awkward.
We have all felt this.
And you know what's even worse? When people are crying and the waiter brings it and then they keep talking about something and they're crying and I'm thinking, when are we going to fucking eat this cake? I've had that happen before, or the worst is when you're at a birthday party and you've eaten kind of like a meal or it's been potluck and people are waiting a long time to the birthday cake and I'm like, I want that cake.
Y'all, if the cake is sitting out for more than 30 minutes and no one's
touching it, I'll get very upset.
Poodle will eat it when you're not
I'm looking. Also the first in line for cake. I know.
Children have been thrown to the floor.
I know that it's not a thing that's very quote unquote polite. I'll be the first in line. The thing is, you should be the first in line because no one wants to do it because everyone's trying to pretend they don't want to shove cake in their mouth. When you all do, you all do it.
It really is your favorite thing, isn't it?
It's a wonderful thing. But it's the hypocrisy of the human race to not get in line first for cake.
Wait, do you not love the Happy Birthday song subconsciously because it makes you... wait longer to have the cake?
That may be part of it. No, I just find it banal.
I find
the song terrible.
But I still think that's wrapped up in
as
that.
A composer, I find it banal.
If I
tasteless.
Was your therapist, we would tease that apart.
Good thing you'll never be. So everything's going great, y'all. We're having a great moment.
We're having a party.
All of a sudden, Russ brings this garish pink bag, kind of the color of his mother's pink pie.
True.
That's not her vagina. That's a dish that she made.
It's horrible.
You're going to have to learn to make this.
She's like, yeah, I think not.
And she gets it out. She's like, it's a Nerf gun. So when you get mad at me, you can shoot me. Crickets. This is, y'all, okay, first of all, this is a gag gift.
It's a gag gift.
This is not a gift you bring out at a small gathering of friends, which when you're missing your family and you're having an emotional time of it, the gift you give a woman at this time, or a man, is a
your
gift
dick.
That's yes,
I'm sorry.
Is a gift that says, I really value you. This is something that's going to lift your spirits. This is not to be funny.
No.
This is not to be a childhood thing that you had, which is what he was talking about.
Yes.
This is not about sharing your childhood with her right now.
No.
This is about something maybe from her childhood.
This is like something to get her, like, she wakes up in the morning and you're like, say, happy birthday. Here's a couple of fun gifts.
Exactly.
I'm going to give you your big gift later.
This is a gag gift. It's a gag gift. He freaks the fuck out.
Because she's like, well, I don't understand.
It's like, why would you give me a child's toy?
And Russ is like, I don't get this. And he's like cussing. He's mad.
So
and then he
stupid.
Says to the camera, I'm having a hard time connecting with her.
You know, and that's why he was babied by his mom.
Oh, for sure.
His mom said, baby, you know, you should get her a toy gun so then she could shoot you.
Y'all, this is telling you this now. Russ is smart, pretty, and white. Because he's an engineer.
Yeah.
He's book smart, pretty, and white. He was never told no in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Thank you.
Never told no. And I guarantee you, this is going to be a problem because Powell, even though she ends up being cuckoo crazy, she is a woman of color who's had to fight for a lot of things
right.
and fight against the no.
Yeah.
It's
very true.
We don't know a lot about them. I don't know a lot about their future, but I think that's
they're on
be
like
a,
every heavily ever after.
A big thing that's going to be a problem.
Let's talk about DeVar and Melanie. He's pretty spectacular.
Y'all.
Spectacular.
He is working out in the gym. There's video of him working out with his shirt off. And I respond to his body the way the first time like I saw Chris Hemsworth shirtless or Tyson Beckford or Lucky, the Coke Zero guy or the Diet Coke
Don't
man.
Don't date yourself, Lucky Vanis.
Yes. You or He-Man, not the movie, but the toy.
Yeah.
I was turned on.
Yeah.
It's like
his body's amazing.
Holy fucking mother of put it in me.
And every woman of every age is like staring at him because none of them have ever seen anything like him in person.
Poodle would have to leave the gym.
Oh, I would have to. I wouldn't be able to think.
You wouldn't even. You would like to drop a barbell on your foot.
He also did say, like, and almost it's like a Lucille Ball sketch. That's what it would
it's
be like.
True.
He did say, I've seen about two people here, like two black people
he's
here
like,
in town.
Yeah, definitely feel out of place. And so he's working out with Mel, and Mel's like, that woman's looking at you. He's like, well,
also,
she's,
let's point out again, Melanie's dark hair
looks great.
It was on the tell all. Infinitely better.
Look, she looks great.
Oh,
so
changes her look completely.
He's looking at her and he's like, he said something like, is she thinking that we want to make babies? And that's when Melanie says in the confessional, DeVar always wants to have sex.
And that's when you went somewhere else.
That's when my eyes rolled back into my head and kind of like someone doing like a seance in the Houdini room in the Magic Castle. My soul left my body.
Wow.
Luminous ticketing. Flotilla Butthole. Y'all.
Flotilla Butthole.
DeVar
just
is so,
men in robes.
Tell me you didn't go to another.
Oh, he's so hot.
She's like, he always want to always.
He can have sex 5 days in a row, and then he wants them the sixth day. And I was like, girl, yes.
Like, indeed, my love. Indeed.
I need a soldier, too.
And Melanie admits, you know, she talks about when they met each other. We always know that. But Melanie does admit, you know what? I didn't want to run. I wanted to have sex with him.
Also, Hunter's away at camp, you guys.
Summer camp,
yeah.
So they're going to go to Jamaica.
So they're fucking all the time.
They're fucking all the time, and they go. They even show like a clip of him picking her up, taking her to the bedroom. He straddles her and takes up her shirt, and she goes, oh, my.
Yeah, this was a little hard to watch.
How come the people you want to have an OnlyFans
only because I wanted to jerk off? It's true. But all of Libby's family have one.
Libby, but still we're seeing Libby's sister's tits.
Or Charlie's dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, he has an OnlyFans?
I think his wife does.
Gross.
Yeah. So she's meeting Bev, of course, for pedicures.
Yes.
And, of course, Bev, the woman who would be played by Chris Farley in Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
If he was still with, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
And she says, so, are you broke yet?
Because we should say, the thing they're setting up for, they're going to Jamaica over
right.
the summer to see his family. But yeah, Bev's like, are you broke?
And Bev has been, you know, Bev has been the biggest, the most harsh critic of DeVar.
She's like, I love him, but if he crosses my sister...
And we find out, and he's like, so.
How much have you spent on DeVar?
I will always be the cop.
Always.
Do you think he's hiding something? Like children?
Children. Because she hasn't met all of our
family.
Because
black men have a lot of children they don't tell you about.
Exactly. But because
all of them.
Melanie went to Jamaica a lot. And
right.
so she says, wait a minute.
When you went to Jamaica 19 times.
Well, she says, wait a minute. You didn't meet all of his sisters? That seems right. weird to me. No, that's not.
Well, it depends on like what their priorities are when they're there. Yeah.
And so, exactly. So she's like, how much do you put out for him? And Mel's like, I probably spent like $38,000.
What? $30,000?
She says 38. You could buy a man for 30.
I'm like, Ixnay on the I-bay an AMA.
She said that and I was just like, Whoa.
I know. I was like, let's keep this
Someone's
sophisticated.
Been on the dark web, and I'm uncomfortable.
No one's buying anybody.
Someone goes to La Bear and goes to the back room where the freezer is and loses her paycheck.
I was uncomfortable during this, too.
It's getting warm in cold storage when Bev comes in. She probably likes just looking at the ham hocks hanging in the thing while a guy bounces on her.
Wow. That was a weird area we went there. That's basically all I have. This was a short, because there was so much backstory.
Yeah, that was basically a short episode. We still managed to talk at length about it.
We?
What we do.
We?
No.
We?
Hello, I had to listen to a 15-minute story about Bible games.
So you Bible
can,
drill!
So you can shut the fuck up.
I need to hear if anybody else did a Bible drill.
Y'all.
For some reason, I remember only boys being involved.
This is getting in a weirder area. Go to Reality Gaze Podcast to find out all of our shows. That's where we are on Instagram as well. Reality Gaze Podcast. Twitter's Reality Gaze Pod. Comment Poodle and I on Cameo. Poodle had to buy a new computer, y'all. So if you want to do
it's
a cameo,
enough.
Now's
it's
the
enough.
Time. Now's the time. He's broke. We call these people lonely hearts, though, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you hate the tune of Happy Birthday like it's poison, call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.